Now, although opinion polls indicate that the vast majority of Czechs would like to see early elections, embattled Prime Minister Petr Nečas has decided to try and weather the latest crisis and will ask the lower house for a vote of confidence in his government on Friday. Amid speculation that he may end up with a razor-sharp majority, political analysts are questioning the wisdom of trying to hold on to power at any cost. We spoke to political analyst Jiří Behe about the repercussions this might have, but first and foremost about the legitimacy of this new political setup.
I think that from the constitutional point of view, the setup is certainly legitimate, but the legitimacy in politics has two meanings. On the one hand, it is the constitutional kind and legal kind of legitimacy, and then we have political legitimacy. And I think that if we consider the latter, then certainly Mr. Nečas is in trouble because his government is highly unpopular, and this will anger the public even more. So they are not considering long-term ramifications of their behavior, and I think that keeping a government of this sort alive is certainly politically very risky. And what we may see in 1 or 2 years is a total destruction of the Czech political right. I think that we actually are really now headed for the scenario that we saw recently in Slovakia, where basically the political right managed to self-destruct to the point where the Social Democratic left was able to win the elections with an absolute majority.
Given its now shaky foundations, how long do you see this government staying in power?
I would give this government a few months. I think that another shock will come in the fall elections, that is regional elections and Senate elections, because if the Civic Democratic Party and Topo 9 had any chance to do relatively well in those elections, I think they just buried those chances. Now I think we will see really a very sound defeat of both Topo 9 and Civic Democrats in the fall elections, and that may trigger yet another crisis in this ruling coalition, a sense of panic, and we will see what will happen after that.
Having said all this, what are the chances of us seeing the government fall on Friday?
I think that at this point it is very unlikely that the government would fall this coming Friday, simply because the coalition seems to have 102 votes. On the other hand, of course, the dynamics of this current development is something that we should not underestimate. We may see some new developments before Friday. Certainly, Mr. Barta, who was or still is the very informal leader of the Public Affairs Party, has brought into Czech politics methods which may work in dissuading some former members of his party from supporting this government. What I mean is that Mr. Barta apparently managed to accumulate a lot of compromising documents and material on various politicians, and we may not exclude that between now and Friday some of that pressure with the help of those compromising materials will be applied to people who now say they would vote for the government. But if that doesn't happen, then I think government will pass, and the chances of the government's passing the vote of confidence are certainly higher than government falling. So I think that we will go on for some time with this government, which, however, as I said, will be very unstable.
Political analyst Jiří Behe on the Czech government crisis and the outlooks for the future.